This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There's a new book out this morning that sheds some light on the downfall of a company that was a household name all across the country, Circuit City, which was founded by Samuel Wurzel back in 1949 and went bust in 2009. The author of the book is Wurzel's son, Alan, who ran Circuit City for 13 years before retiring in 1986. The book is called Good to Great to Gone. Alan Wurzel, good morning.
Good morning.
So when we look at the retailers that went under during the Great Recession, I think of big ones like Linens and Things, Borders, and, of course, Circuit City. So why do you think Circuit City is on that list?
I think it's on the list for three reasons, and it sort of declined in three phases. The first is that in the early 90s, Best Buy and the mass merchants began gaining market share. Then the second step was when my successor, who let this happen, retired. His successor couldn't galvanize himself or the organization to set a strategic plan that was commensurate with the threat that Circuit City faced. And when the recession of 2008 hit, the cupboard was bare. Circuit City had no cash in the bank, and nobody wanted to come rescue the company, and therefore it fell into bankruptcy and was liquidated.
Now, you were gone by the time that happened, but was there an emotional response from you to this company that you had helped build liquidating, going under completely?
Absolutely. I say it's like losing a child. And the reason I wanted to write this book was to find out what happened to my child. Why did it die? And so I interviewed up to 40 or 50 people that were still there in the last 10 years of Circuit City's existence, went through a lot of SEC and annual reports to try to understand in a serious and academic, objective way what happened to the company.
Do you think that the basics of selling a product to a customer have changed since you got into the business several decades ago?
Absolutely. When we started, people never owned a TV before. This was a major family purchase, similar to buying a car today. It was a major expenditure relative to family income. By the 80s and certainly by the 90s, people had owned one, two, or three television sets. Buying the next one was not nearly as scary. Besides that, there was a tremendous amount of information now available online, to find out the product they wanted without the intervention of a salesperson.
So you don't need that reassurance as much anymore these days.
Correct. And today, the largest retailer of TV and appliances in America is Amazon, where you never talk to anybody.
Alan Wurzel is the author of Good to Great to Gone, the 60-year rise and fall of Circuit City. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.